This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The leader of the Catholic Church in Nigeria, Archbishop John Onaiyekin of Abuja, says he is urging Christians to avoid revenge attacks following a spate of church bombings. Pope Benedict made the same appeal when he spoke of his concern about the violence in Nigeria at his Wednesday General Audience. I spoke to the Nigerian Archbishop about the violence in his homeland and what can be done to stop it.
Well, we are all worried, especially by the fact that the terrorist groups threaten to attack churches and they carry out their threats. And every Sunday, they pick on one or two churches where to detonate bombs or shoot their way through. That is worrisome. What is even more worrisome is that these sustained attacks have been going on now for almost a year. And our security agencies seem not to have been able to identify and stop their activities. That worries us because we believe that it should be possible to gradually get close to those who are behind this, identify their leaders, and dismantle the group that is doing all these things. But having said that, I think we should not forget that in Nigeria there are hundreds of thousands of churches scattered all over the place. And it's not possible to put a whole detachment of soldiers around each of these churches. So there will always be situations of soft targets which everybody who wants to cause trouble can. Nor is it as if all our churches are being attacked. We can say that every church is liable to be attacked. But at the end of the day, it can only attack a few. It worries us, because there is a general sense of insecurity. May I add, too, that it is not only churches that go under attack. Media houses have been attacked in Abuja here. Police stations, army barracks have been attacked. Even poor people's markets have been attacked, and there are a whole lot of private killings going on.
At his Wednesday General Audience, Pope Benedict spoke of his concern over this violence, and he also urged all parties not to fall into the cycle of revenge attacks. And yet that's what we're beginning to see now. Are Christians beginning to lose their patience now and engage in tit-for-tat violence?
The tit-for-tat, I think, should not be seen solely in terms of Christians revenging against Muslims. You must also factor into it the ethnic element of tribes that have been at war since time immemorial. So you find an element of the return to the old tribal wars. Obviously, we have always told our people that Christianity does not allow us to revenge, even when we are attacked. But that does not mean that we should not take whatever measures is available to us to protect ourselves against unjust aggressors. But to come after an event, to rampage through settlements that belong to the other faiths and kill innocent people, that is definitely not only wrong, but also there is no solution in that direction. But it's getting more and more difficult to get people who would agree that we should not retaliate. I'm sorry to say that many, many people simply say that if we keep quiet and you don't hit back, they will continue. This is the mood that people are in. And it is very sad that we should reach that stage. And they reach that stage simply because the impression on ground that these people can operate with impunity. There's nobody going to stop them, so you better stop them if the government will not. This is the problem we are in. And I do not know why is it that government is incapable of being more successful in this regard. At first, we were saying that this is something new for government. We have not been having this kind of thing before. We've never had the experience of suicide bombers. Now we are having them, and our security agencies have not been trained to deal with them, so there is taking them time to really meet up with the challenge. But I don't think they have all the time to wait for that. We don't want to wait till too many people have been killed, and we don't want to wait especially till a little bit of goodwill that is left between Christians and Muslims is destroyed by this small group of terrorists who have a part of the agenda is precisely to turn Christians against Muslims.
How worried are you by the fact that this group, Boko Haram, has become now increasingly active? Do you think it represents a very, very serious security threat, as you say, that the government doesn't yet seem to be capable of tackling?
I'm not sure how many they are. If you have a small group that is well organized, they can be dispatched in little groups of two or three to different parts of Nigeria to carry out operations. And so they don't have to be very many. We are not even sure whether they are growing in number or whether they are reducing in number. What is definitely happening is that they are well organized and they cover up their tracks sufficiently. Also, while the country and all our highways are full of security checkpoints, we hardly ever catch anybody carrying explosives. And I think the reason is simply that most of the explosives that are used are improvised and produced practically on the spot from materials that they've gathered from different places, materials that can pass through checkpoints without raising any suspicion. So it seems very clear now that we are dealing here with a group that has had quite some amount of training and experience from this kind of thing happening in other countries. We must not forget that the skill of producing improvised explosive devices has been very much developed in the Middle East and in those places where terrorists have been very active, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and even the United States, with all their heavy weaponry, have not been able to stop exploding bombs here and there. I think this is our fear, that we are having a bit of that here in our midst. And the world is very small nowadays. People can leave Afghanistan today and get to Abuja tomorrow as ordinary travelers. We just have to face the fact that we live in a dangerous world.
You have said that the government should ask Muslims to help infiltrate these terrorist groups like Boko Haram. Have you actually put that request formally to the government? Has there been any response from them to this suggestion of yours?
I have not put it directly to them, but I have definitely told government that they need to be more serious with regard to intelligence work, which amounts to the same thing as infiltrating the other side. But I have also suggested strongly to government that we should get the Muslim community to find a way of getting to know these people, because if anybody is to be able to get close to them and even do any type of dialogue with them, it has to be from within the Islamic community. I cannot go looking for them. Think that in recent times, I'm beginning to see moves here and there by groups of Muslim elders and people, Muslim elites who feel very worried about the situation. They are meeting behind closed doors. We are not aware of what their discussion are, but once in a while, statements come out to the effect that they are doing their best to trace these so-called faceless individuals and to see whether they can convince them that the route they are taking is not good for, is not the route that should be taken by anybody. But I thought that government can be even more proactive in this regard, facilitate, promote, and encourage this kind of contact between the Islamic community and the group themselves. Although the Islamic community in Nigeria, the official spokespeople of Nigerian Islam, says that these people do not represent Islam, the fact is that they claim to be Muslims and they claim to be doing what they are doing in promoting an Islamic agenda. So it is not enough to simply say they are not our people. And I believe it is the Muslims who are in the best position to get close to them and ask them, listen, why are you doing this? Can't you think of a different way? What are your problems? What are your grievances? What do you want? Etc. These kind of questions need to be asked, and we need to identify their leaders, who is issuing the orders.
What's the mood like in the Christian community, given these regular attacks on churches on Sundays? Are there people who are now frightened to go to Mass, to church? Are there people considering leaving the country? What's the mood like?
No. There's no mood about leaving the country. In any case, we cannot leave the country. We have nowhere to go to. The United States government and even Britain and Italy will not give us visa to come to their country. No, nobody is intending abandoning the country. We intend to stay there. Secondly, these kind of attacks in no way stop people from going to church. We are not scared of going to church. On the contrary, it has even become an incentive to go to church. People are saying, you don't think that you can frighten us from going to church. We shall continue to go to church. So from that point of view, it is admirable, the courage that people have summoned. Don't forget, too, that most of our major churches, especially in the cities, we have devised rather effective surveillance and security measures to protect our churches, to the extent that hardly any of those car bombs have been able to enter into church premises. So we are not seen as if we are doing nothing and just waiting. So people are not afraid. But what these things are doing, and I'm very sorry about it, is that it is creating a mood of a very strong anti-Islamic view among many of our people, which means that efforts that we are making at interfaith understanding and cooperation is made all the more difficult now with every bomb that explodes in front of the church. People tend to think that these people cannot be doing this without the support of their brother Muslims. And there are those who even believe that this is a grand plan of Islam to destabilize and maybe take over Nigeria. Now, I don't share that kind of,
view
about what is happening. But there are people who are beginning to imbibe that kind of attitude. So that is what makes me very sad. I find it difficult to preach to my people that don't forget the Boko Haram, a small group of people, is not all Muslims. Please keep your friendship with your Muslim friends and have good relationship with them.